Let's go to the KRDO Newsline, talk about an interesting story right now with Aaron Rial, who's joining us right now. This is interesting, Aaron. Good morning. Millennials are stand to become the richest generation in history. This is a lot of money we're talking about, isn't it?
It sure is. And, you know, if patience is a virtue, well, then millennials proved it, because they were hit with the 08 recession, student loan debt, all these other things. But they are now slated between now and 2044, some $90 trillion in assets. They're going to be the richest generation in history, like you said. And what's the most interesting about this is that obviously those that come from affluent families are going to do particularly well. But this is going to potentially deepen wealth inequality. However, the real story here is that research shows that these affluent young people far less likely to spend on property or real estate. They're much more comfortable renting. They're comfortable leasing a car. They live a subscription lifestyle and have no immediate interest in changing that.
And it's kind of interesting because much of the money, right, is going to, they're set to inherit most of their, you know, their family's investments and things like that. So it's the hard work of the people before them that they're going to stand to benefit on.
Oh, of course, yes, as everyone who inherits does. You know, that's a part of the situation always. But what I think is so interesting here is because, you know, you can look back at Europe and be like, the monarchy, you know, and then the landowners and the working poor, and there was uprisings, and that didn't work, as it never does when you have extreme disparity in wealth and very few rich people and many poor people. But what's so interesting about this go-round is that beyond this simple shift of existing wealth, there's this diversity of opportunity to create wealth that has grown substantially. An example of that would be a YouTuber worth tens of millions of dollars. In old Europe, there was no such thing, and you either own the land or you work the land. There was no middle ground there. You might be a merchant, but you weren't a landowner. And now you have this first-generation wealth creation that's seriously on the rise. There's so many entrepreneurial roots and opportunities. So that really changes the equation here, too. Now, you put that in with some inherited wealth, and you're seeing a very different mix of wealth accumulation for the next generation than we ever had in the past.
And these millennials are people born between 1981 and 1996. So, you know, when they were living, you know, when they were born, basically from 81 to 96, the economy and the state of things were in good shape. And now they stand to benefit from all that.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. And they have been living through a time where things have been pretty volatile, to say the least,
yeah.
You know, super highs and super lows. So for the first time to be able to actually, you know, live with, again, I say the patience is a virtue in the sense that they've weathered a lot. And now they're in a place where they theoretically will be able to inherit what their families,
yeah,
and what the baby boomer generation, you know, millennials get a rap as being like super lazy and, you know, wanting to play in their ironic kickball league more than go to the office, which
right.
is, you know, not unduly deserved, but unjustly deserved. But I think that the biggest part of this story is the fact that it was so much easier in generations past to accumulate wealth. You know, you bought your house for, let's say, $20,000 in the 60s or the 70s, and you had an $80,000 job. That was like making hundreds of thousands of dollars today.
Right.
It's just, we haven't seen any significant wage growth for well over 20 years. And then you combine that with student loan debt and the burden of high cost of living and the high price, sticker price of homes, it really creates a circumstance where it's almost impossible to break in.
Yeah. And the other interesting part of this might be is the fact that there's so many baby boomers, right? So that could add to the number.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And listen, they can't take it with them. So,
yeah,
you know, the next generation, this isn't breaking news in the sense that, you know, oh, heirs are going to inherit more. Yes, of course. But even those who aren't wealthy, and by uber wealthy, we mean like 30 million plus, but just people who bought their home, reasonable middle class homes, and held onto it, that's worth a lot today, particularly for a generation that has pretty much accumulated no wealth.
Yeah, no doubt about it. $90 trillion. Dollar wealth transfer. Great information, Aaron. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks.